Assalamu alaikum. As we enter into these last 10 days of Ramadan, I wish you and your families Ramadan Mubarak, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to gain the best out of these next 10 evenings and 10 days. In the past few episodes, we've spoken about how we can bring the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics and attributes of those names into our relationships to create stronger, loving homes with our spouses and with our families. We've spoken about Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Today we're going to speak about the next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Malik. Al-Malik is translated as the king, but what does it really mean to have the attributes or characteristic of a king? When we think of a king, we think of honor, we think of respect, we think of sovereignty. Oftentimes in relationships between husband and wife, we'll hear comments made such as, oh, he thinks he's the king of the castle, or she wants to be treated like a queen. And we utilize these characteristics or these descriptions in the marriage relationship as well and in the home. Sometimes they're used in a disparaging way, but in reality, there is beauty in those characteristics. The one who is the king not only has sovereignty, but has that sovereignty because it is a sovereignty built upon honor and respect. And so in our own homes, when we talk about being king and queen, how can we as spouses interact with one another to treat each other as a king and a queen? That's the ultimate application of having that sense of mawadda wa rahma in a relationship. It's building a relationship on honor, on respect, on loving one another, but also treating each other in the highest way possible, elevating each other's status, supporting one another, and truly being the king and the queen for each other in your homes and in your hearts. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to encompass that characteristic of being the king and queen in our homes and in our hearts through our interactions by being a little kinder, a little more compassionate, and a little bit more merciful to one another. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow as we discuss the next name of the 99 names of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.